Welcome back to Rosie on the House for our last segment with our guests, Jack Ebersole and Mike Maddox of Kinetico. And we have a couple text questions coming in here. But first, Mike, you were finishing up a thought when we went to break.
You know what I was going to say? The last thing you asked, Rosie, what would people benefit from softened water is it's just the overall usage of soaps and cleaning items and everything else. It's going to cut almost 50% of everything. Those people with families, you can save a lot of money with a water softener, even families of two. It's a big savings. All the appliances, everything, just it just betters you all the way around. I mean, it's just best for everything.
Speaking of soap, one of the text questions is, what about that soapy feel? It's like a slippery feel when
the
you have
the silky clean feeling, Jennifer.
Silky clean.
What we refer to it.
Okay.
Now, that question comes up a lot. And what happens when we bathe with hard water over a period of time, it forms an insoluble residue on your skin. And some people get different types of dermatitis, whether it be eczema, psoriasis, dryness of the skin, which is contributed not just by the heat and the arid climate here in Arizona, but by the hard water. So when the customer jumps in the shower and they start bathing with soft water, they need to adapt. You use a size of a quarter of shampoo and conditioner, not a glob that you used before. But what's happening is the oils in your skin are starting to rise naturally. So you don't need to use as much lotions and creams, and it does help your skin overall.
It is a hard habit to get into, using so much less. It's like, how can this really work? But it really does. And if I may, one more text question. So the question is, do electronic water softeners, do they work?
Electric water softeners do work as long as you can understand their limitations. They're a single tank system. They take out the hardness. The hard part is adjusting the systems to regenerate accordingly to your family's needs. And you can play guessing games. Do I have soft water? Do I not have soft water? Normally, you'll get about 80 to 85% soft water with electrics, 100% with a twin alternating non-electric Kinetico.
All right. We've been talking water education for the last hour, and I appreciate you guys joining us on that. For those listening in the Tucson market that would like to talk to you, Jack,
yes,
who handles the Kinetico franchise down here in the Tucson market, how would they reach you?
They can reach me at 520-293-6687.
And you're going to be here today.
Do you have
step two of your high school reunion tonight?
We have step two tonight going on at Susie Bonneville Hayes's over there at the tonight, and we're having a great dinner tonight, Hawaiian theme. But please,
is that to say you're not going to be at the game?
I will not be at the game. Bear down, Arizona. We got a big game tonight, by the way, coming on with the UCLA Bruins over in California. To all my Arizona fans out there. But do come down to the Tucson Community Center today, 10 till 6, tomorrow, 10 to 5. Come and visit me in booth 801, right next to Rosie on the House, even.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Convention Mike, Center, right.
And you can visit Mike, James, and myself. Come on by.
Very good. Get a increased water appreciation and education without any of the snake oil. Oh, man.
There's a lot of it.
There really is. In y'all's industry, it's unbelievable. Y'all's industry, the insulation industry, the air conditioning industry, I mean, there's just so much bad information out there. When you start diving deep and go into the topics heavy and go into the subjects heavy and do the research that's needed to separate the wheat from the chaff, you guys help in that arena.
Our specialization is water. We don't do other things like AC and whatever. We take care of water. Call a water expert, please.
Yeah, water. I tell people all the time, it's so simple.
Just make sure you get the right information, folks. Check everybody out. That's my concern. Just check us all out. Don't believe one person.
And when
H2O. What can be complicated about H2O? Well, it's water, right?
Two hydrogens, one oxygen. That's it.
And boy, we sure complicate it, don't we?
Amen.
It's an incredible product. It's a natural cleanser, of course, a natural rehydrator. I mean, the way it's set up, falling from the sky, washing the environment, cleaning itself by filtering through the native soil, draining back out to the ocean, re-evaporating, which is basically distilling the water.
Exactly.
Isn't it? It's a pretty incredible system.
It is awesome.
But we all need it.
We all need it.
Yeah, you can live how long without bread?
Oh, me, probably about a day or two.
Can't live without water. I think it's for 3 days, I believe,
yeah.
is the number. But the earth supply of natural, non salty water is only about 3%, although 74% of the surface of the globe is water. Exactly. Only 3% of it is non-salinated.
Right.
So let's take care of what we got, right?
That's true.
Again, it's Jack Eversole handling the Kaneko home water systems in the Tucson, Santa Cruz. How far do you go?
We do Pima County, Santa Cruz, and Cochise County.
And if they want to reach you, the number is?
Area code 520-293-6687.
Jack, thanks a bunch for joining us, as well as you, Mike Maddox, General Manager. Appreciate you guys helping me educate the Arizona homeowner about water treatment.
Thank you, Rosie, and thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you guys for letting us come on, too.
Absolutely. Now, listen, when we get back, Jennifer and I are going to be talking about a place we stayed in, a vacation we recently took in an earth ship. You curious about what it would take to be a self-sustaining home? Stay tuned. We're going to have a little fun with this one.